morning, folks. I'm Bob Helbeck, the senior minister at the First Church of Christ in East Palestine, Ohio. Glad you joined us this Tuesday for our morning devotions. Over the last couple weeks, we've been looking at the nine qualities identified as the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, Peter reiterates a few of these characteristics: goodness, self-control, kindness, and love. And he tells us we are to add them to our faith. But he also gives us four additional qualities that we are to add to our lives as Christians. Over the next 4 days, we are going to examine these four additional qualities. Let's read 2 Peter 1, 5 through 7. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to your goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly affection, and to brotherly affection love. Now, we've already talked about goodness when we were talking about the fruit of the Spirit, so let's talk about knowledge. God wants us to add knowledge to our faith. One time, a little boy proudly announced to his mother that he was 8 foot tall, and she immediately questioned his accuracy. She said, "What makes you think you're 8 foot tall?" And he said, "I know I'm 8 foot tall because I just measure myself with this little ruler that I made." Now that's cute. We understand a child saying something like that. But can you imagine a society where there were no standards for weight and measurements? It would be impossible to do business. It would be impossible to communicate. A 100,000-mile warranty on your car would be meaningless because there would be no standard for a mile. You drive your car home from the dealership only to discover when you pull in the driveway, the mileage rolls to 100,000 miles and your warranty is done because that's the standard the car dealer has set for miles. You're driving down the road in your shiny new car and the policeman pulls you over for speeding. And you say, "Officer, according to my speedometer, I was only going 40 miles an hour in a 50-mile-an-hour zone." And the policeman says, "Well, here's the problem. According to my radar detector, you are going 1,012 miles an hour. This is going to cost you something." We understand the importance of having standards. And when it comes to growing in our knowledge of God and God's will, the Bible is our standard. It is our source of authority. Listen, it is our source of knowledge. It is our authority for faith and practice. When praying to God the Father, Jesus said in John 17:17, "Your word is truth." In Acts 17:11, Luke reminds us how noble the Bereans were because they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. You want the truth? It is found in the scriptures. It is our source of knowledge. Paul reminds us of 2 Timothy 3:16, "All scripture is God-breathed." And Peter tells us in 2 Peter 1, verses 20 through 21, "Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." And in Revelation 22, 18 and 19, we are told, "I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds anything to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes words away from this book of prophecy, God will take away from him his share in the tree of life in the holy city, which are described in this book." There is no higher authority than God's word, not church tradition, not contemporary culture, not human leadership, not individual spiritual experiences, no matter how dramatic or how deeply felt. The Bible is our source of knowledge. We need to read it. We need to study it. Thank you, God, for communicating to us through your word. You have given us the guidance we need to live a blessed life in this world as we prepare for a future life in the next. Help us to take advantage of the opportunities you have made available for us to grow in our knowledge of you and of your will in our lives. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We're not currently meeting together because of the coronavirus outbreak, so be sure to subscribe to our podcast to get all of our online services and daily devotions delivered right to your phone. You can find us in iTunes and Google Podcasts, or listen online at www.cocep.org. Have a great week.